You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
All right, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
Hey,
Luis J. Gomez, your host, hanging tight in the heat with the sun beating down on my face. Already uncomfortable. 3 minutes, 3 seconds. I apologize. My time is all thrown off as well because I'm very distracted. There's fireworks going off. The sun is beating down my face. There's music playing.
Love Train's playing.
It's a little bit of a weird setup. It's not the normal Real Ass Podcast setup. I'm here with Zach Amico as always.
Boom. International superstar Zach Amico.
Zach's here. I'm here with Chris Scopo.
Hey, what's up, buddy? I'm sweating already, though.
Chris Scopo.
I am sweating balls.
I tell you what, dude? You should do all your podcasts in the sun.
Why?
Because you look better in sunglasses. That's your thing. That is your look right there.
Yeah?
This is the look for Chris Scopo. Just a pair of sunglasses, just fucking hanging out.
Just go on stage with sunglasses from now on?
I mean,
you look like an extra in 80s
TV. I don't know what's happening right now, but I feel like I'm an African prince. Because they just brought a giant cover for us, like a huge tent to put over us.
A-team right here.
That's to protect us from the malaria.
Beautiful.
No, it's not malaria. Wayne Rita has AIDS. You got the wrong disease. Thank you. All right, so here's the deal, man. We're at the Lowman Arts Festival. Our good friend, Wayne Rita, who is just the fucking shit. I think this is the second year in a row they're doing this.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's an outdoor street art festival right in the middle of Little Italy. It's crazy. They basically rent out a lot, and they have some of the best street artists in the world come in, and they spray paint shit, and they make sculptures, and they do all this crazy stuff, and it's just the weirdest thing on earth. It is very cool, but I'll tell you what's weird. Wayne, because he's a psycho and can't just let go of his connections to the comedy community, decided that he wanted to throw podcasts in the middle of it.
Yeah, because what better way to support art than have a bunch of guys talk about themselves in the corner?
Not one person is listening to this right here.
No, but it shouldn't be. They shouldn't. Here's what's going to be very interesting. This is the Real Life Podcast, okay? So we're opening up the show. This is like when you go to Ozfest and like the second stage, you have just some shit bands nobody's heard of, you know? This is what we're doing right now.
They're trying to make it.
We're Jim Florentine throwing t-shirts out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nobody cares about us right now. That's okay. Legion of Skanks is coming up later. Corey Glover from Living Color is coming up later. Ralph and Jay are going to do the SDR show later on. So there's a lot of other shit happening today later in the day. But we're just opening things up. This is the cool part. People are going to see us talking. They're going to think it's some sort of important radio show. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on, Zachy. Come on. Be positive.
I can't tell you how much I do not fit in here.
Well, this is happening. I just noticed.
Fit in here at all.
I look over at Scopo. Look, if you don't know the show, if you're listening for the first few times, Scopo's a frat boy. Zach is an overweight bisexual pro wrestler. I got the two, as far extremes.
We're the yin and yang. Basically.
The yin and yang of podcasting right here in front of us. Chris Scopo.
It's kind of like if the two halves of your brain split up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. This is what you guys should
I'm
be.
I'm your MMA side, and he
Do
is.
Do you remember Herman's head?
Yes.
It's just you two, and then a girl who was raped, and she's bleeding from her butthole in the corner of my brain. That's what's happening.
She's watching James right now.
Ah, shit. So, Scopo, because he's not an artist and has not an artistic bone in his body.
Bro, no David here, bro. I only fucking see the David, all right?
I'm literally watching his brain start to melt as he's watching real art happening around him. He's, like, looking around like he's uncomfortable.
Culture really makes his skin crawl.
It really does. I'm so weirded out by culture.
Hold on, because here's the thing. Scopo used
to be. You know what it is? It's not that I'm weirded out. I'm like, these people are judging me. They're like, what is this kid doing here?
Yeah, you are like, you are literally...
Because I'm on their territory now.
The bully, like, jock coming into, like, the art department. You're like the football player who tries out for the school musical. And you're like, no, he's got it. No, he's not allowed to have this too, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't get it all, you know?
I feel like a little weirded out. Like, they're looking at me for something. They know I don't belong here.
We have an interview happening in a little while. We're gonna bring him up here in a little bit. He's one of the artists. We didn't do any research on him, which I think was a mistake.
Is it Buff?
No, it's not Buff. Oh. It's, do you remember the name even?
Sucklord.
Now, look, it's not as cool as you think, okay? He's kind of a nerdy guy.
I thought it was just going to be Wayne in a sailor hat.
I would assume that it would be like the most hardcore Twinkie homosexual, and who would just like, literally he has like stretch marks on his cheeks. And that's why they call him Suckler. But no, he's a very pretentious, angry, nerdy artist guy, apparently. And Wayne Brewer introduced me to him, and he was like, yeah, dude, this is Sucklord. And I made a stupid joke. I was like, oh, they called me that in college. And he was like, yeah, but I'm the Sucklord, not a Sucklord. And I was like, okay, this is going to be uncomfortable.
Seriously. He's serious about this.
This is going to be uncomfortable. So, obviously, we're gonna realize podcast this up. This isn't, I decided when I was coming in, I was like, all right, we should just interview artists all day long. Which we'll do. We're going to interview some artists. Suckload's coming up in a little bit on the show, okay? Here's what I promise you right now. We are going to make Suckload leave angry. I'm going to preface this. There's no way. And it's not that I'm even going
to
try.
Dumb questions to him?
No. Here's the thing. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to disrespect him. I'm not going to... Because that's what Howard Stern would do. He would go in and he would send the guys to ask stupid questions and piss people off.
You are the Howard Stern of MMA radio.
I know, but this is not an MMA show. Okay, I'm very professional when it comes to the Realize podcast. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be me. And just from
that should be enough.
That should be enough. Yeah, it's good enough. Yeah.
From the interaction that me and Sucklord had before, the 1 minute interaction, I can tell you right now, he hates me.
Should we just call you Sucklord too?
Yes. We should have a Sucklord off.
Yeah.
We should have a Sucklord off on the show.
I'll call him the Sucklord, and I'll call you a Sucklord.
One of us is going to leave with the title of the Sucklord. He can't just have the title of the Sucklord and think I'm not going to try to challenge him for it, okay? When I leave here, I will be the real ass dude. The Howard Stern of MMA Radio, the Joan Jett of comedy, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the ultimate minority, and the Sucklord. Before I leave here at the Low Man Art Festival today, it's going to get
so
real.
It's going to happen. He's going to do art, and you're going to do your act.
All day long, Zach and Miko bring in the funny. Zach, we can't talk about what's in the work for Zach right now, but if what happens for Zach, if what we think is going to happen for Zach happens for Zach, you literally owe me your fucking life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's it, dude. So you actually are going to be renamed Suckler.
I would actually have to call you my best friend one of those situations where you're like, he's not my best friend, but I'm his best friend.
100%.
I can't wait.
If you write a book, I would have to be included in the...
You would have to write the foreword.
Yes, I really would.
I can't wait till fucking Zach just blows up and then we wait for him on Fridays to do the Realize podcast.
It's going
to
happen. I'm going to tell you right now. Zach, nobody recognizes that Zach has any talent in the world. Yeah. Nobody. Me and the guy from fucking Trauma, we're the only two. We're the only two that recognize that you have any talent. It's me and that guy that have given you all of your opportunities in life, and that needs to be recognized.
And one of them is worth $30 million and doesn't do anything like what you do for me.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. The other one could actually help you more and barely helps you. You have to strip down to get naked in his movies.
Yeah.
Take advantage of you. That's it. What's his name again?
Lloyd.
Lloyd. I'm going to be the new Lloyd. What's his last name?
Kaufman.
All right. So, look, a couple of things before we bring up. Let's do one of the real ass topics first before we bring up Sucklord. Okay? I'm going to call him Sucklord an obnoxious amount, too. I'm going to get him to correct me at one point and say the Sucklord. We're going to do two real ass topics today. The first one, let's keep it light. The first one, that was a play on the topic I'm about to introduce. London Marathoner, she, I didn't read the whole story because I was puking into my hands while I was looking at the picture, but she did the London Marathon and the night before she got her period. Okay. And instead of fucking just getting a couple extra tampons and a maxi pad and some special underwear, I'm sure that they make for women that run marathons on their period, because I'm sure it's not exactly an easy task. She said, fuck it, I'm not ashamed of my womanhood. I'm going to let it flow freely. I'm going to just go au naturel. And she ran the entire London Marathon with blood trickling down her legs.
Was it a heavy flow day?
It was probably a heavy... It's the first day of the period. You know that. Yeah. Now, here's what happens. You remember when you sleep with your girlfriend and you're like, oh, she gets a period. And well, I don't really give a shit. If a chick's on a period, I could care less, okay? What's up, kids? Glad you're here. So I really don't care if a chick's on her period. I could give a fuck less, okay? But what happens is, because I'm that guy, and I don't know if you guys are as well, I've heard the term before, oh, it's only my second day, it's still really heavy. I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but from the conversations that I've had from the girls that I've banged on their period, I would have to deduce day one, extremely heavy flow day.
I would say day one into day two is the heavy flow,
yeah.
And then it trickles off from there.
Then it's slowly but surely.
So right where this chick was, if it was the night before, she's at like prime time.
Yeah, she was just
A lot still's coming, even though I would say day two is probably the heaviest day.
Maybe. Look, yeah. All I know, it's not good. So, look, I posted a thing on Facebook. Very funny. I said it looked like she was trying to reenact the Boston Bombing Marathon. Very funny. I have to pat myself on the back here. But all the serious point that I was trying to make, and I really mean this, she's a disgusting animal. She should be put down. I'm not just joking here. This is a real thing. What type of animal would do something like that? What type of animal would... That's the equivalent of a man taking a shit, not wiping his ass, and then running a marathon with thousands of other people.
What was her time, by the way? How'd she do?
I don't know. Harry, do you have the internet? I got a phone. Harry, yeah. Are you our engineer for the day? Harry's the engineer for the day.
This might have slowed it down a little bit. Her pants got a little heavier. Her legs got a little heavier.
I want to know her time, and then I also want to know the average time for a woman to compete a marathon.
That's why she's not a true athlete, because she would have fucking put a tampon in if she wanted to win.
Very interesting. But I think that should literally be banned. And
if you were bleeding from your arm that badly, they would stop you and put a bandage on it.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
don't see how that's empowering at all.
It's not empowering, dude. That's the thing, man. It just becomes...
Like disgusting.
Is there any argument for? I mean, I understand that people are making the argument, but what is the argument that they are making that it is empowering and it represents some sort of feminism? Do you even understand? Because you're the closest thing that I have in my life to a woman.
Yes, absolutely.
So what do you think?
I think it's supposed to be like, oh, this isn't disgusting. This is natural. But like, so is taking a shit. But nobody wants to watch you do that in the middle of a
marathon.
Yeah,
the reason that we came up with tampons or feminine wipes or toilet paper or any of these products is because we are a civilized society. Okay, we have technology now.
Yeah, you're not a cat in heat rubbing your ass on the fucking couch.
Well, I've been there. Harry, do we know what she finished the time in?
4 hours, 49 minutes, and 11 seconds.
4 hours, 49 minutes, 11 seconds.
26.2 miles.
What did she finish? Like, top what?
Not top anything, I don't think. I don't know.
All right, so almost 5 hours, but what's the average time for a woman to finish a marathon?
That I have to find. I know the New York
marathon. Because if she did it in better the average time, maybe there's something to her technique.
4 hours is about an average time. A winning time is like 2 hours.
Yeah, but I'm talking about for a woman.
Yeah, but those are Kenyans, dude. There's a difference. Yeah. There's a difference between a woman and
yeah,
a Kenyan.
Yeah, that's the real...
I think the women get about a 15-minute head start usually when they do the back and forth.
Got it.
So I think if they get about 15-20 minute...
Would you feel uncomfortable if it was a Kenyan bleeding in front of you? And you're breathing in
bad.
African blood fumes.
Just Haitian.
If you were breathing in African blood fumes,
just Will Sylvence's sister,
would you be okay with it? But no, that's the thing. Like,
you just have to do the whole marathon like you're doing hopscotch, trying to avoid it.
I mean, you look at a marathon; it's a legitimate sport. I mean, the people that are competing at the highest level are doing it for a prize and for money. Then it begs to answer the next question: what about female mixed martial arts? We could have Ronda Rousey representing feminism by bleeding all over the mat. Not out of her forehead like she should be, but out of her veg.
The average time globally for that time would be 4 hours, 21 minutes, and 21 seconds. So she finished just below average on her period.
But you know what? She was also losing blood weight.
That's true.
She was losing blood weight the whole time. So I think it all evens out. I think that's her natural time. Mm. Well, I think she's not that good.
Also, that's got to thin your blood running a marathon. What? It's got also loosen.
What
it.
Is she? Is she English or is she American? What is she?
She looked like an Arab chick. I don't know if she was.
Isn't
but
she the drummer for MIA? No, I'm dead serious.
Wait.
I think she's the drummer for a band.
No.
I swear.
I didn't get the joke. I thought it was a joke.
No,
I'm
dead serious.
And then I fake left. Here's what a phony I am.
Yeah.
I want everyone to know this, to just listen to this. This is what a phony I am. I just fake laughed at Zach's joke, acting
and
like
Zach,
I knew.
He got my reference.
I got some reference, and I didn't.
No, I swear, I think she was or is a musician, and this was like a political statement. I think
know.
The night before she saw it and was like, oh,
so
I know.
I'm
going to get a lot
of
attention.
I think she meant to do this the whole time. I think she planned out her fucking
Well, I read
it.
What I read
period.
Was her statement saying that it just happened and it just came to her. So I don't know, dude. Look, if she was whether she was in a band or not, it's just fucking gross. I don't know. What am I supposed to say? It's just disgusting.
Yeah, just
yeah. I can't give you props for doing that. You didn't do anything. You didn't wear a tampon.
We're gonna grab what's his name. I want to ask his opinion.
The Lord
well.
Of Suck.
The Suck Lord. No, don't try Lord to get me the. I am the Lord of Suck. Can you play that song as he comes up?
That's not the right song.
I am the Lord of Suck. It's a Marilyn Manson song. The Lord of Fuck.
Cake and Sodomy.
What is it?
Cake and Sodomy.
Is it I am the Lord of Fuck? Is that the lyric?
I am the God of Fuck.
I am the God of Fuck. Dude, I used to love Marilyn Manson. God damn it. It was great. Can somebody go grab Suck Lord for us?
Suck Lord.
The guy who looks like he sucks the amount that a Lord would. You see the guy in the blue shirt right now? The baby blue shirt looking at that stand?
That no, but that's the stand.
But that's his stand.
I think that chick's going to get him, though.
Is she going to get Suck Lord right
I think,
now?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think she is, Scopo. Why would you think that?
Because she was over here, looked at us, and then she went over that direction. So
just
I was thinking
can you go get
was.
Him for me, Harry?
He's the guy at the booth with all the toys right around the corner.
Maybe she is going to get him for me. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I'm going to ask him what he does. I don't even know what this whole thing is over here. This is crazy. I know nothing.
The Suck Lord. The Suck Lord is coming.
Suck Lord.
Suck Lord's arrival is
imminent. Did they not get him a... He's coming over. All right. He's going to come over a minute. Okay. So we still need to get him a chair. Harry, you might have to give up your chair to Suck Lord. It's fine. So, here's the deal. I'm not much of an artist either. I was a good artist when I was a little kid. Okay? When I was really young, like the first grade, my first grade teacher would have me decorate all of her envelopes and draw pictures on all of the envelopes. Because I was by far the best artist in my class.
Or so that you wouldn't bother all the other children who are actually going to learn something?
There was no classroom. There was no teacher.
Okay.
Sitting in a basement.
No, I was really good, and I wasn't a problem kid. I was actually I was pretty shy in, like, the first grade. And then I got cocky. I think it's because the confidence that my first grade teacher, Mr. Boyce, instilled in my art skills gave me confidence. And then I said, fuck it. I don't need school anymore. Second grade went all downhill. That's when it became a problem.
Then you started practicing your signature, and it all went.
Yeah, I really did start practicing it at that point. I never continued practicing art, though.
Did you always have the J?
I always had the J.
Always had the J?
Always had the J.
Okay.
But I never continued practicing art. I never progressed from being a little kid and being able to... So when I draw a clown, to this day, it's the same clown that I would draw when I was in the first grade. But I was amazing then. Did you do anything involving the art, Scopo, ever?
No, I could never draw. My brother's a great artist, actually.
But anything, like music, dance, fucking...
I did karate when I was a kid. That's about
couldn't
it.
Not be art more.
I did karate.
I punched things.
I just asked you if you did anything involved. Like, do martial arts, bro. Suck Lord, my man, how are you?
Yo, I'm good.
All right, Suck Lord just joined us. All right, here's the deal, man. We're trying to figure out what's going on over here. We're not... All right, let me give you a little bit of a rundown on who we are, because we're going to figure out who you are today. One of the many amazing artists here at the Lowman Art Festival. This is Chris. He's my meathead friend. He's
nice to meet you, Suck Lord.
He was on the baseball team in high school and college. I just asked him if he had ever done anything involving art. He said karate. Mm-hmm. That was the closest thing to art that he had ever done.
Breaking
this
board.
Is Zach. He looks like he was put together by a blind sculptor. Okay, so and he's a freak. He basically, you name it, he's done it. Okay, so this is the two extremes
anything.
In the world. Anything.
Anything.
Name something.
Ass fucking.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That was an easy one.
Are you kidding me? Well, fuck Lord, come on.
On a surfboard.
Not yet.
All right.
But he will. He will be down to do anything. Okay. I should say time traveling Zach.
Yes.
Yes, he has in the future.
Yeah.
All right. So, Suck Lord, you're hanging out here. You have this amazing stand over here with all these cool little toys. We're trying to figure out what's going on with you. What is your deal? Okay.
What is my deal?
What is your deal?
I'm out here trying to make money.
Did you make all these toys? Are you a sculptor? What's your deal?
I'm a toy bootlegger.
You're a toy bootlegger.
Yes, I don't really have any real artistic ability whatsoever, and the entirety of my foundation is based on stolen ideas, shoddily produced merchandise, and a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of persuasion and personality.
Can I tell you something? I didn't like you at first. I fucking love you right
Why
now.
Why didn't you like me?
I don't know.
What, just my face?
He thought you were an artist.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You had an artsy vibe.
Yeah.
Now we just found out that you're a fraud like the rest of us.
Yeah. I love it.
We love it, dude.
Fantastic.
This is fucking perfect.
I'm glad I could turn it around so quickly.
It was very quick. Yeah. I loved you from moment one. Don't let Chris Scrub get in your head. This is who he is, dude. He's this fucking, he's the college frat boy. He's intimidated by a man with artistic skills.
And this music's not on the PA system. Yeah. It's coming from inside Scopo's head.
Yeah.
He's falling in love.
Anything
I wish he would turn it the fuck down.
I'm totally with you. Is it ruining your game over here? It's because you're selling your toys.
No, it's fucking up this podcast, though, because nobody out there can hear all the genius words that are being spoken here by you incredible panel of brains.
You see, this is what Fucklord does different than us. He does not pull people down to make himself feel better. He picks them up, Scopo.
He raises them up to his level.
Yeah, you need to take a lesson out of Fucklord's book.
I'm raising.
I understand why they call you Fucklord. Not even just Fucklord, the Fucklord.
The Sucklord.
The Sucklord, yeah.
The Sucklord.
Why have I been saying Fucklord the whole
time? Because you're an idiot. Because you can tell I know how to fuck.
So, no, we're renaming you the Fucklord because that is more of a hardcore name. Can we have a spinoff station called the Fucklord where we don't even, it's not even toys. We just actually steal people's property and try to sell it back to them.
I could just sell fake dildos.
It's perfect.
Fake vaginas.
How did you get the name of the Sucklord?
Rubber assholes. The company's called Suckadelic. When I started my creative endeavors, I was actually putting out music first, and I was doing bedroom remixes of Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. And I was just producing it on my own in my bedroom in my mom's house, and I could tell right up that there were going to be some quality issues with the production. And instead of trying to like hide that or gloss it over, I figured I'd just make it a feature of the work that it was kind of might suck a little bit. And just let people know right off the bat that, you know, this is a fly-by-night operation and don't expect too much. And then when I started producing the toys and the merchandise, the same aesthetic followed me. So I just slapped the name on everything I made, and it just basically means so bad it's good.
So
good it's bad.
That was my technique with women for a while. I would warm them up top, but like, listen, I am a real piece of garbage. Before you get into this, just know that. So then when they come in, sometimes they're pleasantly surprised.
The experience is slightly higher than the expectation,
yes. And
so you win.
And even if it isn't, I can be like, I told you so.
Well, it's also good because it's good if people hate you up front, because then when they decide they like you, they really like you. If you're just some mild-mannered guy, nobody's going to have any strong opinions of you. But if someone hates you and then they decide they like you, they fucking fall in love with you. Or do you hate me again?
I fucking love the Sucklord.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say Sucklord. Real ass dude.
Definitely a real ass dude.
Definitely a real ass dude.
I love it, dude. The other thing, you're wearing pink sunglasses. Now, pink sunglasses is a very baller move. You kind of have to be an asshole if you wear pink sunglasses.
You think so?
He pulls it off.
No, I get it, but that's his thing, though. He just kind of has like a quick, like
fuck you attitude.
Like, yeah, it's almost
what
like a fuck you
attitude.
What
the hell is this podcast about, anyway?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just you guys sitting around doing this, and people listen to it.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Thanks, man. Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason. We just talk about what we talk about.
No rhyming at all.
I'm going to bring you into one of the topics in a minute. I wanted to get to know you a little bit before we got you got to know us, though.
Do you know anything now? Do you
have a sense
of me at all?
Well, I know you have Suckadelics, your toy company, which is Suckadelics.com.
Suckadelic, no S at the end.
That's another company.
Leave the last S off for savings.
Is that your thing? Did you make that up?
No, that's from...
I'm kidding. I know.
1-800 Mattress, isn't it?
You're killing me, Sucklord.
But I stole that, too.
That's nice.
I stole their fucking slogan.
Call him Ucklord.
Yeah.
You decide,
like Ucklock.
You can decide whatever.
Ucklock
the Uruk. What's going on? We got pictures being taken. What's going on? Real ass dudes right there.
That's Cosby. He built that clubhouse over there.
Did he really?
It's made out of all salvaged wood pallets. We're going to throw some people up there that didn't spend enough money at the fair on top of it and burn it. And then a dragon made out of garbage bags is going to come out.
Nice. It's kind of like our own Omar, our own like... tribute to Game of Thrones.
It's like a ratchet.
He's gonna find somebody's daughter.
Ratchet.
You gotta put somebody's daughter in there and then sacrifice her to the Lord of Light.
That doesn't work generally.
Why? Oh yeah, because they still lost the war.
That didn't work
but you
out
know what?
Too
the,
good.
The book's not written yet, so maybe this red bitch is right. We don't know if the red bitch is right. Okay, so Sucklord.
Want to go down that rabbit hole, we can, but I think we should not.
No, listen. The fans that listen to the show do not like Game of Thrones. I don't. Maybe they might. They might. Some of them do. I don't want to isolate anybody, though.
She was right that there... I forgot the guy's name, that the guy that's supposed to be the savior that's supposed to defeat the White Walkers, but I think she just...
Sucklord Jr.
She's realizing that it probably wasn't Stannis, that it's actually probably Jon Snow. But anyway,
Suck Lord.
All right.
No. Now they're calling him Fuck Lord.
Oh,
because
Fuck Lord
I renamed him Fuck Lord.
As long as
deal.
I get paid for this, you can call me whatever you want. You can call me Murgatroyd.
Sorry, look, Suck Lord. Before you came up here, we were talking about this topic. Did you see on your Facebook feed that...
Do I have a Facebook feed?
I'm assuming you have one.
I don't have Facebook.
Come on, Suck Lord. You're one of those people?
I just never got around to it.
What are you hiding?
Nothing. I put everything on Instagram. Anyway,
I love how Suck Lord, so he doesn't even look at us when he's talking. He's fantastic.
I'm just keeping my eye on my merchandise.
No,
there's a bunch of people in my
booth.
Black
sunglasses. You're wearing pink sunglasses. We can see your eyes, Suck Lord.
The only reason I'm not looking at you, and it's not because you're not pretty, it's because there's a lot of people in my booth right now whose money I'm not getting because I'm sitting
here.
We're
going to wrap this up in 3 minutes,
no,
Suck
Lord.
No.
It's cool. I get money all the time.
Every time you roll your eyes, I can see it because you're wearing see-through pink sunglasses.
Dude, I could sit here and do this all fucking day. I'm trying to get paid.
I'm not even lying to you. You could easily convince me to kick Chris Scopo off the show for you. For one of your Suck Lord toys.
I'm on the edge.
Maybe one. We had a whole talk today.
Don't you just buy something and we'll call it even?
Listen to me. I want your opinion on this and then you can go back to your stand, okay?
Okay.
So this girl ran the Boston Marathon. Shut up. It was the Boston Marathon now. I make the rules here on the show, okay? It was the Boston Marathon. She got her period the night before. She decided to not wear a tampon and just ran the whole marathon in a little under 5 hours with blood freely flowing down her legs. I want you to real ass move or not a real ass move. What do you think, Suck Lord?
Badass move. Baller as fuck. Yeah.
You would date this woman.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't turn me off. I mean, I don't know what she looks like or what her personality is, but a chick that doesn't give a fuck like that and is like, listen, motherfucker, I'm running this marathon no matter what, and if I put this pad on, this tampon on, it's going to slow me down. Guess what? I'm a fucking woman, and I bleed out my pussy every single month. Fucking deal with it. What, I gotta hide that for your sensibilities? Fuck you.
Harry, can you just clip up the part where he says, I am a woman, and I bleed out my pussy every month? That's what we're gonna use as the intro to the show.
I think it's cool.
You think it's cool? I think it's gross.
I'm not saying it's not gross.
If somebody curb stomped her, I would have let it happen in front of me. I mean that.
Why? Why are you so against it?
Because that is disgusting.
What's disgusting about it? Say she had a cut on her arm and she was bleeding the whole time.
Yeah, somebody
should put
a
bandage. Somebody should put a bandage on it. And if she was like, no, it's natural. I'm just going to bleed everywhere. I'm not breathing in her period blood fumes.
Well, what? Does period blood have that strong of fumes?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, have you ever get a smell of
the
pennies in
the
air?
Yeah.
What?
You ever smell pennies in the air?
Pennies in the air?
Yeah, that's three girls who are roommates that got their period on the same cycle.
Yeah.
They're walking in front of you down Canal Street.
And it has like a coppery smell.
Yeah.
It's because it's got iron. Blood has iron. Suckboard,
I just had a great idea. And this will be my last question for you, because I think people are legitimately stealing your toys right now. If I create a toy, because now I decided that this is a great idea, I want to make toys based off of like pop culture figures like that chick. I want to make a period blood marathoner toy. Would you sell it on
Suckadelic.com?
No.
I'm trying to create a relationship with you.
You can. I'll tell you why. Because I generally don't like to mess around with like instant news or 24-hour news cycle shit. Because by the time we get it made and designed and produced and on the site, the story will be over.
That's why they're $45,000 each toy. You sell eight of them.
Yeah.
It's a sustainable business model.
It just the product.
How much are you selling those little fucking pinky toys for? Like $10?
I have items that cost $1. I have items that cost $10, and I have $40, $100, $300.
$45,000.
I'm not up to that point yet.
Period bleeding marathoner toys. You press on her head, the blood drips out of her between her legs.
Do you know how long it takes to make something like that?
Dude, I got this. You have no idea what the Gomites, how resourceful they are. My fans are waiting right now to make something like this.
So
this
let them fucking
idea.
Make it and leave me out of it.
God damn it, fucking...
Call me the fuck suck.
The fuck suck. You've been amazing.
Have I?
I appreciate
you're
you
wonderful
being
guest.
On the show. I really love him.
Love
great.
I really love him. You're a real ass dude.
What's the next topic?
No, we're done. That was
the show's over?
No. We have other topics, but you got to go back to your thing. You do a segment on the show.
Okay, fine. Thanks. It was great.
Listen, you were fucking awesome.
Yeah, you were great, dude.
Where do you normally do this?
We do it at a stand-up New York comedy club up on the Upper West Side.
Well, I'll come back someday.
I'd love to come back and sit in on a whole episode.
I mean, I'd love to do that, and it'll give me an opportunity to promote my podcast as well.
Do you have a podcast?
It's still in production, but we're coming out with the first episode.
What is it called?
It's called The Suck Hour.
The Suck Hour.
The Suck Hour.
I fucking love it, guys. Check out The Suck Hour. Find it online when it's there. And you gotta look. Find me, because when he puts it up, I will post it.
Okay, how about that? Once I get my first episode up, you can fit me into another episode of your 100%, show.
You got it, dude. 100%.
100.
All right. Suck Lord, you're the man. I appreciate it.
Okay, goodbye. Make a lot of money, dude.
Yeah, have fun, dude. Guys, go to Suckadelic.com and buy some toys from this guy, because he's a fucking real ass dude, man. Oh, you got a card? Yeah. Perfect. This guy is a bad
Thanks
motherfucker.
Very much, dude.
He just threw them at us. Yeah. I love him.
He don't give a fuck.
He's a cunt.
I don't get one. Fuck
he
it.
He threw them at us and didn't give Chris Scopo one.
Yeah.
That is a beat. I'm not going to lie, dude.
Be sure to check out his podcast, Guys We Sucked.
Zach, I love you, dude. Suckadelic.com.
I can't let it go.
Whoa, he threw more in my face. Those are sharp.
Still, Scopo didn't
There's
get
such
one.
Thing as so, a paper know, cut.
He thinks I threw him in a locker. That's what happens.
He just gambit threw five cards in my face. Suck it up,
Shetty.
Boom. All right, so we had other topics we're going to talk about. We're doing two more things, okay, I want to talk about on the show. I'm bringing back an old segment on the show, Hate Mail for Lewis. Well, end the show with that. Did some hate mail. I got a new form of hate mail, and I'm fucking annoyed with the guy. And I'll get into that in a minute.
Is he a fan or just...
I don't know what he is. We'll talk about it in a minute. But I want to talk about this really quick. It was just probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. All right. Target, they just announced... And I thought this was like a fake thing. I thought this was like...
I thought it was an Onion article. Yeah.
Or one of these satirical websites. But this is real. Target just announced that they are getting rid of gender-specific sections in their kids' sections in all of their stores. One of the biggest department stores in the country. Already a clusterfuck to go shopping in a department store. Already confusing as it is. I have a kid. I go shopping for my kid. It just sucks. I go to Target here in Harlem all the time. And it's a whole day event, because you don't know. It's not like your supermarket where you know everything's at. You only go to Target once every couple months. You forget the layout. They move stuff. Stuff's on sale. Companies are paying extra money to have their stuff featured at the tops of aisles. It's a different game, okay? So they decided to add a whole other level of confusion, and now there's no more little boys and little girls sections in Target. And I know I love talking to Zach about this, because you are
a part-time transvestite.
You're a part-time transsexual.
Yeah.
And you really probably have the most unique perspective on this. I mean, I feel like it falls in the same lines when they made the one comic book character gay, and we kind of like went back and forth on this. Do you think that this is a good thing, or do you think that this is a bad thing? And let me actually hold your opinion, because let me just give you my take on this really quick, because it's fucking killing me inside. I'm not even saying, taking my opinion on being trans out. Take my opinion that I think it should be a discussion about the psychological side of things when you're trans. And I have friends who are trans, you know. And I think, look, you should, at the very least, there should be a discussion about how you're looking at yourself. Okay, but let's say fine. It's completely normal. Fine. More power to you. Okay. There is such a small, nearly immeasurable population in the world that is trans, much less that are children that are trans, that I almost feel like you're taking a non-issue and you're just making that, you're kind of throwing that issue on everybody else's lives just for the sake of doing it. You're giving an inconvenience, you're impeding on my rights now, because this small, small percentage of the population, you don't want to hurt their feelings.
I got to side with you on this.
Thank you. Finally, Zach thinks like a normal person.
No, it's just, it seems like they are, it's like a preemptive measure almost to not get in trouble in the future. It feels like a little bit, and it feels very disingenuous, because it's like, come on, we know. We know that is what that is, and that is what that is. Like, who really gives a shit?
I mean,
are people really going to get that upset? Like,
I would even be more okay with it, and I would still have almost the same argument, but if they did that with the adult sections, if they said, all right, we're no longer going to call it man or woman, because at the very least...
Well, that's what will be next. Next, they'll do that.
Well, I know, but I'm saying with kids in itself, they do this weird thing. There's this weird movement when you have trans kids to, like, champion them and champion the parents that are embracing that side of them, and you're like, dude... This is a kid, man. If you ask me when I was five, If I was a boy or a girl, I might have told you I'm a cat. I might have told you I'm a dragon that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, to sit there and go and letting your children make decisions based off of sexual identity, children don't have sexual identities,
in my
opinion. I don't
think your brain's even fully wired till you're, like, 19. Like, all the synapses in your brain don't
connect. Scorpio's brain is never going to be fully wired.
Oh.
So it's like, I think it's a very weird thing. And then you're starting to, like, then it just becomes this conversation that you're having to have with your kids at a really young age. You know, my kid, my kid's almost three now. I don't talk about things like death with my kid yet because I don't want him to even, he's not really ready to wrap his head around
still.
Death.
Yeah, he's a child.
He's a child.
Sex, at least not for another year until you get stabbed.
It goes dead. I mean, look, no, until he loses somebody. That's the truth. Yeah. You know, he'll lose a grandparent. He'll lose his aunt. He'll lose a pet. He'll lose somebody. And then he'll have to grasp that. You know, for a kid to start to the birds and the bees even is a very basic conversation. I think probably at like 7 or 8. Where you start to explain, there's all of these blogs and books and the right ways to do things now. But obviously it's a parent's choice. To walk a kid around Target and to have to explain to him now, oh, well, there is no such thing as boy or girls. What? Are you kidding me? That's actually a sign of child development if they can identify their gender and other people's genders. If you look at child development blogs, it's a sign. My son right now, he's 2.5. This is around the age where you start, hey, are you a boy or a girl? Are you trying to stop that? Because there is a very small fraction of people in the world who see things a little bit fucked up. I'm not even saying wrong. Okay, I'm not even saying wrong. I don't want to get this skewed and turned it into me saying that when the music goes down, I feel like all a little weird about what we're talking about. So puppies and kittens are great. Hi, kids. And there's children at the booth.
Light near the speaker.
And there's no music on right now, so I cannot continue the conversation that I was having. Oh, now the music's back on.
Thank God.
Trannies.
But it was right around that time. When I was like 5, I went to the lesbian that worked next door to my house and asked if she was like Pat from Saturday Night Live. That's like what I thought she was.
That's hilarious.
She was?
Yeah, no, she literally was like, she, I think, literally had on like the exact same outfit and the same haircut.
Somebody said that recently. I thought it was a really interesting point. They were like, you know, with all the PC police and all the people that are just like, you know, attacking funny. Obviously, Schumer's gotten into some trouble recently. Everyone is constantly getting into trouble for the words that they're saying. It's like, we would have never had Pat. This isn't my point. So another comic posted this. But then it was Mike Lawrence, I believe. It was Mike Lawrence. We would have never had, it's Pat. We would have never had that. It was a great bit on Saturday Night Live with the PC police
that
we have today.
Which, by the way, is a real awkward thing you have to go through sometimes. And it made it funny.
Yeah, it's like you don't get to make fun of real life. We talked a little bit about this on Friday's show, but it's like, you know, art isn't really imitating real life. Now we're kind of, we're almost like, we have this contrived art, and now we're having our lives kind of replicate this contrived art, and everyone's supposed to go, everybody's equal, everybody's the same. That's just not the case. You know, I'm looking at you two. You are not the same. In any capacity.
As someone who gets called ma'am on the phone once a day.
And they're looking at you. If they had the visual, it would make sense. You don't even sound that much like a woman. Guys, make sure you go to suckadelic.com. Check out our boy, the Lord of Fuck, the Lord of Suck, Suckmaster himself.
Super
Suck
great
Lord.
Guest.
Actually,
real
legitimately,
real
legitimately a better guest than Mike Racine. Legitimately a better guess. Who else did we have on that he was better than?
DeMayo.
Way better than Mark DeMayo.
Every female that's ever been on the show ever.
Every female that's ever been on a podcast. Lord of Suck kills it. I am the Lord of Suck. All right. That's all I want to say about that. What do you think, Scopo? You don't, but...
Yeah, it's stupid. It's retarded. They're just doing that. You know, they're preemptive striking because, you know, a fucking tranny will walk in one day and not know where to go.
But a kid, that's the thing that's fucking
that's
bugging me.
Happen.
It's a kid. It's like, let kids be kids, you know?
If a kid
has a real gender, has real gender issues, and like, honestly, if you're a parent, bring your kid to see a psychologist. Talk to them about it. Dude, if it's going to make them a happier person to go from a girl to a boy or boy to girl or become a boy girl and dress like a carnival with a line down your face, when are we going to start having those? That's what I want. I want full-fledged man women. That's when I think the shit has hit the fan and society is ready for everything. When we have people that are saying, no, I am both.
Isn't that just a chick with a dick, though?
No.
No?
No. I mean, is it? Do they think they're both? That's another thing. Chicks with dicks. Do they think they're both? What do they think they are?
Awesome.
We really need to get a tranny on this show. I'm trying. I have a friend who's a tranny. She won't come on. I think she's embarrassed. Anyway.
To be your friend?
Yeah. To be on the show.
You're just an asshole. I think she wants to put it in me. I don't know if she wants me to put it in her. I don't know what she's got going on down there.
Does she take it?
I hang out with her. I think it's funny when I hang out with her. People look at me like I'm a fucking lunatic. I brought her to a UFC event. It's hilarious. It was me and her at a bar. We went to a UFC event, me and my transvestite friend, and it was just great. I thought it was so cool. But I have archaic views on women. All right, I want to read this. I want to read some hate mail. Scropo, you are forgettable, so you don't get any hate mail, I've noticed. But I got somebody posted on the Legion of Skanks Reddit page, which I've been going on less. I was on Reddit probably every single day. Reddit is like, when you know Googling yourself, Redditing yourself is a whole new level. Because it's not just like where your name appears on some shit. This
now
is
some specific shit somebody had to bring you up.
An opinion somebody fucking had about you. And as soon as they figure out a better search function on Reddit, because right now you can only like search the topics. As soon as you can start searching the threads, it's over, dude. Then people are going to get lost for days.
Can you search names?
You can search your name, but they have to literally put your name in the original post. So
I just Google Reddit and then my name in quotation marks. And it brings up every time people mention me.
And other times it does too. Really? Yeah. Ooh, I never did that. Yeah. Ooh, we're gonna
get something to do today.
The next episode, we're gonna Reddit ourselves. Yeah. We're gonna Reddit Google ourselves. But this is somebody in particular, who fucking said some shit about me, and it made me angry. The posting was titled "Douche Chills." Douche Chills. How has no one shit on Lewis for saying writing roast jokes is easy, despite not having written a roast set on his own that killed? Okay, here's what happened. On maybe two episodes ago, I actually backpedaled in the middle of the statement. I started saying that writing roast jokes is easy, but performing them is a really difficult thing. And in the middle of the statement, I kind of backpedaled because I don't want to downplay what it takes to write roast jokes, because it's not easy. Because at first, I was terrified to write them. At first, I was literally like, holy shit, that's why I called Joe List right away. I called Sam Morrell right away. I called you right away. I was like, dude, I need help. But then I started doing it. And really what I was saying was, the statement that I was making was, comparatively to writing stand-up, to writing a stand-up set, which I've been doing for 10 years, and working a set out that's fucking kills on stage in front of hundreds of people every single time, that is a really, really hard thing. Writing roast jokes, typically it's a template. The one-liners, it's a short, much easier process. So I wasn't downplaying anything. But writing a roast, no fuckface. No, I've never written a roast set of my own. I've never tried to write a roast set of my own. I'm going to now. Next time I do a roast battle, I'm going to write it completely on my own just to shut this fucking idiot up. But at this point, I've written not only.
Can't wait for that call at fucking 9 a.m. day of the roast.
Like, dude, I am lost. No, but I've written at this point probably a few dozen roast jokes. I don't write any bad roast jokes. I'm going to be honest with you. Everything that I come up with is fucking great. I'm not being a dick here, Zach, and I want you to call me on my shit right now if I am. The difference between myself and Zach or Mike Lawrence or Joe List
is that we're literate.
They know how to write them down. I can only say them into a recorder.
Yeah.
No. You guys are really good at coming up with volume very quickly. If I ask Zach to write a roast joke or about a person, within 20 minutes, Zach will have 30 roast jokes. It's going to take me a week to come up with 10 roast jokes, and that's the truth. But I don't write shitty roast jokes at all. Every roast joke that I use at the Kurt Roast, fucking murdered. Every roast joke that I use on the Big J Roast, fucking murdered. I can recognize what is a good joke and what is a shitty joke. So I don't really understand the point of him going like, oh, dude, without him writing a roast set that kills on his own. I don't write roast sets. I'm not a fucking roast writer, fuckface. The reason I have my friends help me out with it is because I want to have a fucking absolute murderous set, and I'm not going to spend 2 weeks writing roast sets. And I did 3 roasts in the course of a fucking week, or in the course of 2 weeks. So fuck yourself. Here's the funny part, though. I start going through his thing. This guy, his profile is only a few weeks old, and all he does is shit on me and Dave. on Reddit.
So it's so, is it Jay?
It's probably
is it Jay?
No. It's I think it's somebody we know.
No, that wouldn't fucking infer Jay writes.
Yeah, yeah. Jay.
Have you seen Jay post on Twitter? It's like your dad trying to text you.
Dude, it's no. The guy's name is Benji Beats on Reddit. And everything that he writes is just shitting on me or Dave, and it's all related to Legion of Skanks. It's just Legion of Skanks stuff. So I have a feeling it's a fucking comic. That's the thing about Reddit as well. Reddit is like the ultimate social media site for shit talking, because you can be completely anonymous. Nobody can know. Nobody has to know who you are. You could talk shit right to people. You could fucking post shit about your friends. It's awful. So I have a feeling that this is somebody that I actually know.
Maybe it's Corinne Fisher.
Dude, that's actually, it's not even that crazy, dude. It's not even that crazy.
It's possible.
I don't know.
You got a feud, buddy.
I don't think so. I don't think she would be able to make that many posts and none of them are about her.
Yeah.
That is true. Listen to the latest Real Ass podcast and you will feel them talking about douche chills. The roast was really bad, worse than any of those Comedy Central ones. I can't be the only one who thought that.
What is this guy talking about?
This is another guy. This is another guy who said that.
Oh. It's yeah, still the a fucking douchebag. The roast was killer.
Here's the deal, right? People go on Reddit and they love to talk shit. They love to anonymously to sit behind comments where they don't actually have to
face them.
Yeah, they don't have to face them. It's the same thing with YouTube comments. It's hilarious to me. But that's for a guy to write that, that's my response to that. Like, yeah, dude, no, I don't fucking write roast sets, but I'm going to now. The next one I do, which by the way I have to announce, I was officially pegged as the
host.
The host for Jeff Ross's Roastmasters, which is coming to the stand. So I'm going to, what Brian Moses does out in LA, I'm going to be in that role here in New York City. So I'll be involved in the roast. But I also, I'm going to end up doing, maybe I'll do the other one at the New York Comedy Club. I don't know if they're going to have that much of a beat. I don't know what the deal is. I know they're two different shows, but maybe I'll do another one at the New York Comedy Club. I'm going to write all my own fucking roast jokes because I don't want some asshole like that. I'm actually, just in general, I'd like to challenge myself and just do it myself. I'm not going to pick Kurt Metzger to go up against next time.
You're going to pick me.
No, I'm not picking you either, you piece of shit. Here's the deal. I'm not even afraid to roast you because you're so visually easy to roast. I think people will fucking, like, people really can latch on.
I'll lose before we speak.
Yeah. But no, but you're a monster. I'll pick somebody. I'll pick like an average comp. I'll pick a fucking Caitlin Bailey to go up against. I'll fucking destroy that twat. I shouldn't say that about her when she's watching my kid.
Yeah.
I really should. I shouldn't.
And if there's anything you can't do to Caitlin Bailey, it's pay her to lay down.
All day long, we throw fire here at the Real Ass Podcast. Yeah, am I being a psycho about this?
No, that would irk me too.
Am I fucking being a psycho about this?
You want me to write a response to him for you?
Can you go on? I've written a response like five times. Here's why I write out this response and just fucking like a long diagram. I'm like, what am I doing? I can't. And then I delete it every time.
You want to send? I've done that before. I like when someone tweets at you shitty, you want to write back, you're just like, ah, no.
Do you know, this is what I love, Google just actually added this. They give you like a 30-second, it might not even be that long, but it's something like, it's a time period where once you hit send, it's pending for like 30 seconds now. Oh. They just added this. Google, I mean, dude, do you know, that would have saved like three or four gigs for me in the past, two friendships in the past. Gmail, like, yeah, if you hit send on Gmail now, it pens for 30 seconds. So it's like, dude, fuck face. Are you drunk? Are you sure you want to send that? And then you can hit unsend. Wow. And you know why? Because I've looked that up a couple different times, and there's been, like, tons of people that have been searching for that thing.
Yeah.
That's remember, all based off of
it. Do you remember the old phones, like, 6-7 years ago, where you could delete the, you hit send, but you still can delete it, and you go, no, cancel. Now you can't do that on your old phones, too. It's the same thing.
You used to be able to cancel a text halfway through.
Yeah,
I did that like when I was texting a girl
instead
of my ex. I would like text them the wrong shit, and then I've caught myself a few times.
A couple times I would like text the wrong person that, and like, oh, fuck, cancel.
I do that weekly because here's what happens. I'll be thinking about somebody else, and I'll just put their name in it, right? I did that with Beatrice one time. I was lying to her, and I was smoking weed. Luckily, I wasn't cheating on her. I was smoking weed. And I wrote to her in a text. I texted Gary. I was like, Gary, if Beatrice asks, I was hanging out with you at a bar. Now, if I would have just sent that, it would have been over. But I was actually smoking weed with Jay, and I was lying to B about smoking weed at the time. And then she wrote, oh, wrong text message, huh? And that was that.
That's the worst feeling when you get back.
Oh my God.
No, but of all the things you could have accidentally texted her. Oof.
Dude, it was so... Yeah, but it could have been so much worse. That happened with Roy at LOL, too. When he was...
I want to suck your cock.
Yeah. I want to suck your cock. No, he was...
Can you suck my dick?
When they hired the new booker and they were trying to edge me and B out, he texted me, "Don't tell Lewis you're booking any shows." Roy texted me that. And I was like, "Oh, wrong text message. Ha ha," right? And that was that. That was the beginning of the end. Wrong texting, guys. Get you into trouble. Okay, we're going to wrap up here in a minute. This has been a fun one, actually. This was good.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
This was a better podcast than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be very distracting with the music. It was just fun. It was relaxing. I made a new friend in Suckadelic, Sucklord. Sucklord.
Did he give himself his own name? Did we ask him that?
Yeah, he did, because he said he made shitty DJ mixes, and he kind of, like, incorporated it into himself.
Yeah. Well, he was cool, man. He was definitely an asshole, but very cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
Fucking character.
I like the character. Whose drum set is this? Can I play us out?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
Whatever, dude.
I don't know.
You realize, dude?
I realize, dude, or not. Whose saxophone is this? I'm going to play it. I feel like drums or a piano are the only instrument you could really play and almost get away with. Because drums, you're just supposed to fucking bang on. Yeah.
Piano, if you pick a note, it'll be a note.
Yeah, yeah. All right, what do you got going on? Anything coming up? This is going to be a bonus one, I guess. We're gonna put it out on the regular feed, but we'll put this out probably tomorrow. Wayno!
Yeah, I got it.
Wayno, come and plug the rest of the festival real quick, because we're wrapping up here. This was a good one, dude.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Sucklord was great, man.
Sucklord was great here.
Sucklord.
Wayne Rada, my very good friend, we've been making lots of age jokes at your expense.
Oh, well, you should.
Yeah, it was great.
Absolutely.
He won't be around much longer to hear him.
I'm fucking old. So you've been making old age jokes about me?
Yeah.
Is this your water?
Is this your water?
It's going to hash it in.
Is that your water? Can I have one of these artist pass so I look cool?
Yes, absolutely. You may have an artist pass. All of you may have an artist pass if you want a piece of plastic to hang around your neck.
I do.
I would love to accommodate.
All right, so Wayne, here's the deal, man. This is the second year in a row. It's way cooler this year. Last year was really cool, but I feel like last year was just the
that's the anniversary party where there's free booze and food. It's like a big thank you back to the community and to all the artists that participate. This is the Lower Manhattan Art Festival, or the Low Man Art Fest, and the Low Man Art Fest, lowmanartfest.org. LisaProjectNYC.org. They're both charity-based, not-for-profit art programs here for the city of New York. The Low Man Art Festival we put together.
Hold on. Can you just say it in more of a monotone robot voice?
Yeah, well, that's...
I want to make sure we connect with all the people.
Well,
I
got to tell you,
I want to make sure they're going to...
Listen, it was a 10-day lead-in, 5 days build-out, about 20 hours.
WD. We're not going to be funny for you.
About 20...
Trust me, we're going to sit here and try.
I've had about 20.
I hope you do it funny.
Why don't you shut up? About 21 hours worth of sleep in the last 7 days. So this is something where it's all throughout the city of Lower Manhattan. Some 21 artists all participating, and the epicenter, if you will, or the main hub is here at 114 Mulberry Street, where we have a sculpture garden set up. We have the Sticker Social Club Fort. All sorts of cool stuff happening. We have you guys here, of course. You guys, the Low Man, really, like I said, so we're celebrating for Lower Manhattan. A lot of the artists have been pushed out because of the cost of apartments and that. So we're celebrating those artists, where half of it's about art, and then the other 25% is about music, and the other 25% is about comedy. And again, amazing. That's why you guys are here.
Yeah, and...
we really brought 25% comedy to this. So.
Yeah. Scopa, sing a song or something. Look, dude, you can go, obviously, lisaproject.org. And then it's Low Man... What's the other website?
It's lowmanartfest.org, lisaprojectnyc.org. Please donate if you can, by the way.
Please go donate.
$5 is cool, man. It doesn't have to be a lot.
Wayne Rada is one of the fucking coolest guys I know. Always been supportive of myself and Zach, and now Necroscopo, myself and Zach since day one, very early in our careers.
Well, even if I knew Scopo, I wouldn't have helped him out.
Yeah, no, it's true. But he's listening to the podcast. He gets it. Yeah. But actually, you'll get a kick out of this when you listen later on. But Scopo said, I said, Scopo, did you do any art or anything when you were younger? He said, karate. It was beautiful.
There's a certain art form to that. There's a lot of elegance
to it.
The art of kung fu.
Yeah, you got to see the way he folds Bob Kelly's underwear, man. It's got
actually, Scopo, indirectly, I did help you, Scopo, because you occasionally work out at LOL New York, right?
I mean, not as much as Lewis left.
Lewis will tell you that I was the guy that founded that club myself.
I know you've told me three times already, right?
And I know I want to tell you four more, dude.
I wouldn't be proud of that place.
Each time is for every pound of your ass cheeks. So that's...
All right, look, guys. Thanks for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. Coming up next, Legion of Skanks live. I think we're going to turn the music off and try to... it's going to be funny. The theme of Legion of Skanks is going to be clean Legion of Skanks. We're going to see if we can do it without making the children uncomfortable.
And I just want to say a couple of things. Make sure that you go out and see Chris Scopo. Support his comedy. Zach as well. Zach runs a great comedy room. And support Luis Gomez. Support all these comedians because they're great guys. And a quick shout out to Harry Tarjanian for coming out and being our producer. Thank you so much, Harry.
I really appreciate his productions.
And Harry's comedy as well.
Was it nice getting through a whole show without any of us talking about keeping bitches in line?
I missed it. I'm not used to it on our podcast. It's all about that. So it's a nice change of pace, I guess.
Yeah, look, we also have a fat blonde that lies a lot, too. So. All right, guys, we'll check
She's
you next week.
She's not blonde anymore.
That's all, folks.